Six. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast in Cedar City, Utah, also known as Iron Country and founded in 1851. Cedar City, that is. I'm having a fantastic time here. The weather's been beautiful. I've met so many wonderful people. I've done a lot of sightseeing. I've played a lot of golf. It's just been a wonderful trip. A lot of people, when I first said I was going to Cedar City, Utah, they said, "Why?" I said, "Well, we are going to find out why. It's definitely a place that you want to stop on your way either to Salt Lake City, coming back down to St. George or Las Vegas, or you just feel like coming to Cedar City to go to the Shakespeare Festival." A lot of people know Cedar City, Utah for the Shakespeare Festival. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But there's so much more to see and do in this community of a population around 28,000. Sounds small, but it has a big city feel kind of to it. I was really surprised. Usually small towns are frankly just really small towns. But Cedar City, Utah has a little bit of spread to it. And it has just a beautiful park right in the middle of town. Of course, it has the main street, but it has the surrounding areas that cover the golf course and the mountains and the national monuments and just so much. Like I say, I was pleasantly surprised. I'm having a blast, and there is an hour difference. I think I'm finally used to the hour difference. I don't know. I still go, let's see, it's 11 here. It's 10 there. It's 1 here. I don't know. I still confuse myself. I've decided I have to just go with the flow of where I am. Yesterday on KESQ, I was not there because I was here. And next week on KESQ, you will be able to see Cedar City, Utah and the Iron Gate Inn for yourself on television. So we will catch up with that on next Saturday's KESQ segment. Now, yesterday for Golf is a Four-Letter Word, I was here and I was broadcasting live from the Cedar City Golf Course. Excuse me, Cedar City, which is Cedar Ridge Golf Course. Now, for $22, and no, you're not hearing things, for $22, you can play 18 holes on a challenging, well-maintained, unbelievable views in every direction on a golf course, the public golf course here in Cedar City. And it is Cedar Ridge Golf Course. I had a great time. And I know $22 for us in the desert, that's like 9 holes at 5 in the afternoon, if we're lucky. Amazing. And that's 18 holes with a cart. So for you golfers, that's the perfect excuse right there just to come to Cedar City is to play on the golf course. It's very affordable here. I'm finding everything very affordable. Gas and dining and just pleasantly affordable, because I don't think that Cedar City really considers itself a tourist destination. They don't have that tourist destination mentality where come on in and we'll have you spend as much money as you possibly can. I don't feel that at all. It's come on in, enjoy yourself, have a great time, and it's affordable. And with the views and everything going on here, it's a win-win situation all the way around. Like I say, the people have been great here. It's just really lovely, really friendly. They're coming from all different directions here at the Iron Gate Inn. I noticed license plates from Washington, from Arizona, from Nevada, from California, from, I think I saw one from Minnesota. I don't know. They were from all different directions coming here to Cedar City, Utah. So definitely a place that instead of saying, why should I stop? Now you want to put it on your itinerary, your map, make a big circle around it. You definitely want to stop in Cedar City. And here's a little bit of information about Cedar City. It is in Iron Country, and we'll get into that, why it's in Iron Country, in a minute or two. It is 250 miles south of Salt Lake City, and it is 180 miles north from Las Vegas, 50 miles from St. George, which would be south, and all of it on the I-15. And that in itself makes for a really easy drive. It took me about 6 hours, maybe a little bit longer, because I tend to stop and sightsee and putz around. I'm one of those that likes to stop at the rest stops. Don't ask me why. In fact, I put a Facebook post on that. You never know who you're going to see at a rest stop or what you're going to find is very fascinating. And I like to look at the map. So if I see a really nice rest stop along the way, and there was a few, I tend to want to stop and just hang out for a minute or so and see where people are going. And that's just in my nature. Like I said on Facebook, Traveling with Francois's Facebook page, I should have been a long-haul truck driver, because once I'm on the road, I just love it. All right, the presence of historic, prehistoric people in cities, Cedar City, dates back to, oh my gosh, dates way back to AD 1000 and 1300. I mean, this city, this area, just goes way back in time. I mean, when you see the Cedar Breaks National Monument, we'll talk about that. I mean, that is just, what, millions of years old, and it's just fascinating. The settlers did come in. They were the ones that founded Cedar City back in 1851. It was originally settled by the Mormon pioneers, and it was settled because of the iron in the area. They had the ironworks. So there's a history that goes back to iron. That's why it's known as Iron Country. Now, some of you asked me the name Cedar City, are there a lot of cedar trees in the area? Well, that's kind of a funny little local story. When the pioneers settled, there were a few cedar trees, but most of them were juniper trees, but they weren't quite sure the difference. So they liked the name Cedar City better, I gather, way back then. And it has a nice ring to it. And so it became Cedar City, which is in, of course, Utah. Now, the ironworks closed in 1858, but they have been continuing to mine here until the 1980. So there still is some iron mining going on here. But Cedar City is considered also a gateway to Bryce Canyon National Park, Zion National Park, the Grand Canyon, and of course Cedar Breaks National Monument, which for me was only about 21 miles away, and it was well worth the 21 miles or more. And frankly, you don't even need to go to Bryce Canyon if you don't want to, if you just go to Cedar Break. So it's all depending on what you're going to do. If you're golfing, going to Shakespeare Festival, going to all the events in town, they have a summer concert series, just lots of stuff going on here. So it just depends on how, once you get here, you might not want to leave. It's easy to do here at the Iron Gate Inn. They check in, and it becomes home really quickly, let me tell you, really quickly. I feel like my room upstairs is I could live there. I don't think Susan and CR, the owner, is going to let me, but I could stay here very easily. A beautiful, beautiful spot. Now, as I said, the population is about 28,000. Small city with a big city feel. Everyone's friendly. Something here I noticed, I was also asked online about the historic cemetery. And if you know me, you know I don't talk about cemeteries very often. But I have to say, I've never seen a cemetery that seems like such a happy place, because there are such beautiful flowers throughout this cemetery everywhere. And I've been here 4 days now, and every time I drive by, the flowers are fresh and gorgeous. And it just really gave me the feeling that those people are not forgotten, that everyone in the community just wants to make sure that they're still partly with us. So, I mean, it really, the historic cemetery is really a beautiful place. So the answer to the question about the cemetery, yes, it is gorgeous, and you might want to drive through and just, I don't know, have a moment of peace. But really, really something very interesting. And for me, we know that's not usually my topic of choice. So again, we are in Cedar City, Utah. We are here live at the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast, which is right in the middle of town. We have so much to talk about. Our guests today, we're going to cover area attractions. We're going to talk about the Iron Gate Inn, and there is a winery right here on the property. You're going to find out about that, as well as the Cedar Breaks National Monument, the Shakespeare Festival that everyone said, Francoise, the Shakespeare Festival, known around the world, Cedar City, for the Shakespeare Festival alone. We'll be talking about that, and also, we'll be talking about upcoming events in Cedar City, the seasons, just about everything you might want to know about Cedar City, Utah. We are going to cover today on Traveling with Francoise, right here on Money Radio 1200 AM. Stick around. We will be right back with Bonnie Char, who's going to start us out on what is happening in town in Cedar City.
Make yourself some money. Keep listening to Money Radio 1200.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mythaismile.com.
There is only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Serving the golf community since 1961, come and see what's new in 2012. Offering a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of the valley club cars, Yamaha and Western Elegante. Electric Car Distributors is your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. With one historic location to serve you on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, for more info, call 760-346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at elec-car.com.
Did you know that hearing loss is the number one untreated disability in America? Helping People Hear Again is here to help by fighting financially challenged people of all ages with hearing aids absolutely free. For more information about Helping People Hear Again, how you can donate your used hearing aids and offer financial assistance, or to see if you qualify, please call 760-776-1738. That's 760-776-1738. Or visit us on the web at helpingpeoplehearagain.org. Helping People Hear Again is a registered 501c3.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors. They even helped us design it.
Sharp looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
There is one source for all the financial news and money-making ideas on the radio. And this is it. Money Radio 1200.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Cedar City, Utah, and the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast. Now, those of you know that I always give a trip away to the destination. Well, there will be a trip that we will be giving away to Cedar City and here at the Iron Gate Inn with golf and all sorts of good stuff, Shakespeare Festival tickets, but I am going to be doing the telephone signups on next week's show. I will have it posted on the internet for those of you to sign up on the internet. So don't just sit back and relax right now about the trip. But we, of course, you know me. There's always some goodies involved when traveling with Francoise goes anywhere. Now, joining us now is Bonnie Char. She is with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Hello.
Good morning. How are you? Good afternoon, rather.
I know that time change. It's different now. You and I were the ones that we've been talking about this trip for, 4 or 5 months now, and here I am, and I cannot thank you enough for getting me to Cedar City.
Well, we're so glad you're here, and we hope that Southern California can discover Cedar City as well as you have.
Well, interestingly enough, a lot of people knew about it for Shakespeare Festival, but a lot of people knew about it just driving through and never thought to stop. Because, again, they had thinking it's just a small town. And this is a great, great stop going any direction to Southern California, to Utah, to the East, West Coast. I don't care. It's a great place to just stop and relax for a few days and enjoy everything that goes on here. Now, my first question is really pertains to what we're talking about. Before we talk about the city itself, how do you, as a Convention and Visitor Bureau, sell, and I say this because this is what every destination, including our own, the Coachella Valley, we sell ourselves to other areas to want to bring their tours their tourists to our area. How do you approach that to get the new clients to come to Cedar City? What do you say to them?
Well, we're a natural gateway to the national parks, but the one thing that we like to focus on is the value, the great value, because not only are you staying in a place that's a little bit, it's not right in the national park, so we're a little more affordable, but there are great things right in and around Cedar City that you can discover as you're venturing off to the parks. So a lot of people will use us as the springboard and go visit the parks, but they'll spend a few more days and discover the local area because there's even more things to do and see. And it's the great value that we provide in price-wise, mm-hmm. in destination attractions, just discovering the what I like to call the undiscovered gems.
I like that. I like because you have a beautiful downtown Main Street. When we were driving around the other day, you have the outdoor street fair. You have a little something for everyone. Of course, you have the outdoor seating in a lot of the cafes because the weather is spectacular right now. And you have a beautiful visitor center. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous visitor center. And where for visitors getting off the freeway, how easy is that to find?
It's very easy. In fact, we've instituted these blue question marks. Some people call them the huh signs because it's a big fat question mark, but it's a blue sign leading you to our visitor center, which is always a great place to start no matter where you're traveling. If you start with the visitor center, there are experts there who can tell you the inside scoop of what you'll be seeing and what you can expect to see in the area.
And you cover a lot of everything happening in Cedar City, but I like the fact that you also cover all the outskirts, all the monument attractions and national parks and whatnot. So people, they can find it all right there. They can basically plan everything they want to do on their trip to Cedar City right there in your visitor center. And that's the big plus.
It is. But there's also people who like to plan ahead of time. So our website is a great resource as well, sceniccouthernutah.com. But it's always great to have a real person to talk to and to get a flavor of the area that you're visiting.
Because many times we don't realize how far away something is from a city. It looks really close on a map, and then we go, let's say Cedar Breaks is only 21 miles, but Bryce Canyon is, what, 71 miles?
Yeah, it's about 90 minutes.
Yeah, and some people might not want to spend 90 minutes. They might just want to stay in town and do all the things that you have going on here. Now, it's a historical town.
It is.
Which I love. I love historical towns. People know I love pictures of old barns and things. It just, I don't know, gives me shivers. And I started my adventure here at Cedar City, at the Frontier Homestead State Park Museum. Fascinating museum. Tell my listeners about that.
It's a great repository of historical items and gives you a walk into the past of what life was like in Cedar City 100 years ago. And one of the centerpieces of the exhibit is an old transportation collection that a local had, and he had stagecoaches and early snowmobiles. You can see these fabulous old relics, even the horse-drawn carriages that carry the coffins for a funeral. But it also gives a little bit of the history because the Utah park system, people would travel and do the Grand Circle, as they called it. So they would visit all the national parks, but the train would come in, they would load up the buses, and there was a whole lingo around that Utah park system where the drivers of the bus were called gear jammers, and the people, the tourists, were called dudes, and the workers had their own special songs that they would sing away the buses and welcome the tourists. So we've always been a community that was welcoming to tourists, but like you said, we like to make people feel a part of the community and say, here we are, come join us and have some fun.
Yes, you feel at home here immediately. That I did notice. Like, say, you're not the typical, and I say that because everyone knows they're out there, tourist destination. There's not someone selling T-shirts on every corner and someone trying to get you to take a Jeep ride. It's all here. It's all easy to find, everything you want, but yet it feels like you're in someone's backyard. In your neighbor's backyard, just having a nice vacation. And that's what I really enjoyed about it. Of course, I love going and seeing all the old things. And folks, we're not talking one wagon or stagecoach or one farm piece of farm equipment. We're talking so many different to see. It's, I think, great to see the kids in there, and their eyes just get really huge going, what? They use that when? Yeah, very good. I love the Frontier State Park Museum. Now, you have a lot of other historical things for people to see here in Cedar City. Tell us a little bit about some of the spots that they can stop if they're really into the history And then you have the modern as well, but let's stay in the past for a moment.
Okay. Well, our historic downtown, it's maybe a two-block section of the downtown, but there's an old-fashioned soda shop where it's a drugstore and soda fountain where you can go in and sit up to the counter and order your ice cream or a very authentic iron port, which is a interesting little drink, but it's an old-fashioned drink that is known at soda fountains. Yep. that you'll get, and some of the best malts and shakes with a little jukebox right there in the drugstore. Also, because we're a university town, the history behind the university plays a big part in how the town became what it is today and how much we value education and culture that is surrounded by the university. So one of the historical things that you can see is a statue of Old Sorrel, who was a big horse that dragged logs down the mountain to help build the university so that they could actually have funding from the state of Utah to help further education. So that's a very important part of our history. Mm-hmm. But we also have Old Iron Town, which is an old ghost town now, but you can see the remnants of the old iron mining community. And that
is, I miss that.
It's west of town, about 20 minutes. You drive out Highway 56, and there's an old charcoal kiln that you can actually walk into. It's a beehive-shaped kiln that's still standing. So some interesting little facts.
Well, and you said the university, it is a university town, so that's what brings the modern into. There's a nice blend here of historic and modern, and you have lots of family-owned restaurants here in town. I didn't see the big chain malls or anything like that, but you do have the nice department stores. You have a nice mix of everything. And with the younger people, of course, you have to do events that are going to get them out and about in town. You have to, they're kind of not that interested in the history a lot of times. They want to know what's new and now. Yeah. And you have an event that I found looks like so much fun. I didn't have a chance to go to it, but you have a campfire concert series. Now, tell us about that.
Well, let me kind of back up a little bit. Cedar City is also known as Festival City USA, and it's not just for the Shakespeare Festival, but there are lots of festivals happening year-round. One of those festivals is Groove Fest, which is a week of live music at the park. It's free. It's usually the end of June, so you just missed that. But as a part of that, it started the Campfire concert series to just raise awareness for Groove Fest and say it's coming, we're going to have a good time. And now it's continued as a summer event, so they do campfire concerts. Excuse me.
Okay. Don't. Just because there's so many beautiful flowers here at the Iron Gate Inn. I mean, they're gorgeous. In fact, I was asking Susan today, what are those flowers that It gave me a lesson on horticulture again, because I had forgot they're just beautiful surrounding us. So there is the campfire concert series going on. Of course, we will talk about the Shakespeare Festival a little bit later on in the show, but there's shopping, dining, street fair. We want to talk about the seasons here. And Bonnie, are you okay?
Yes, I'm sorry, got a tickle.
That's okay. That happens. So you have the campfire series. You have events all summer long in town.
We also have a Renaissance fair. Sorry, I've got a tickle.
Okay.
But there's lots of different events going on. But the campfire concert happens every Friday night. And, well, actually, it's just a series of Friday nights. And you can go up, walk up the Canyon Trail, which is a beautiful walking trail. And they have a campfire. Usually it's acoustic music, guitars, and a singer. So it's just a fun little community event.
Well, I just like the name, Campfire Concerts in the Canyon. How can you not like a name like that? Now, for those of you who worry about, and I just was looking at some of my notes, and this is very important to some of you travelers out there. Yes, they do have a Starbucks. Yes, they do have a Grind Coffee House. And they have another coffee house, 3B's Coffee and Southwest Wraps. So you have the coffee covered.
We do. We've got coffee, espresso. You can get your fix.
People panic a little bit. How can I travel without my Starbucks? So not to worry. You have everything like that here in Cedar City, Utah. Okay, folks, on that note, we are going to let Bonnie go for a moment. She's going to step aside. And our next guest coming up is going to be Susan Wooten. She is the owner, her and her husband, C.R. They are the innkeepers, is what I'm supposed to call them. Innkeepers, owners of the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast here in Cedar City. City, Utah, a delightful place, and that is where we are coming to you live from. This is Traveling with Françoise, live from Cedar City, Utah, on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
Radio, I'm Tom Graham. In Israel Today, Mitt Romney gave a glimpse of what foreign policy might look like in his administration.
Today, the regime in Iran is 5 years closer to developing nuclear weapons capability. Preventing that outcome must be our highest national security priority.
Romney added the United States must be unapologetic ambassadors to push the advance of the values that the U.S. and Israel share. Former Vice President Dick Cheney said today that Sarah Palin hurt John McCain's 2008 presidential campaign.
Based on her background, she'd only been governor for 2 years. I don't think she passed that test.
Cheney on ABC's This Week. Last night's NBC telecast scored the highest ratings for the first evening of an Olympics competition outside the U.S. That's according to preliminary estimates by the Nielsen Company. This is NBC News Radio.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3203. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3203. That's 1-800-495-3203. 1-800-495-3203.
Join Ray and the Brain Trust as they help you with all of your financial planning questions. Weekdays from 9 until noon on the Ray Lucia Show, where they help you make better money one bucket at a time. Here on Money Radio 1200.
Enjoy a true Palm Springs workout at Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. We have a cardio room, a weight room, and offer a variety of classes. What sets our tone is our indoor-outdoor pool with therapeutic jets. The pool maintains a comfortable 80 degrees all year round. We also have a soothing jacuzzi, warm sauna, and relaxing steam room. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Soak City Water Park in Palm Springs. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott's Fitness Point Facebook page. If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200. But I am not in Palm Desert right now. I am in Cedar City, Utah, coming to you live from the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast. Now, the Iron Gate Inn is the oldest bed and breakfast building in Cedar City community, built in 1897 by David Thorley and his wife for his wife and young family. It was truly one of the grand ladies of its time, and it is a beautiful, beautiful property. It is called the Second Empire Victorian Home, and we're going to find out why the second part is in there. A Victorian home it is. It is huge. It is, who am I to talk about it? Let's just have the owner talk about it. Susan Wooten, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Well, it's been a lovely stay, and you just Look, you are looking outside right now. What's going on outside?
Oh, we're experiencing a little thunder shower right now. Just big booms, and the drops just started falling. Yeah. So I guess just a little cooling everything off right now.
And isn't that what happens this time of season? It hasn't happened. I've been here 3 or 4 days, and this is the first rain I've had. But is that part of the season?
Typically, sometimes during the end of July and into the first part of August, we'll get these little afternoon thunder showers, cools everything down. They pass by in about 10 minutes, and it's all great.
And that's why everything is so green and lush, and it's gorgeous. I mean, the Iron Gate Inn, I feel like I'm in a park.
Oh, thank you.
The grounds, they're so beautiful. And folks, for those that are listening online, you can check it out right now at theirongateinn.com. You can go right to their website and check it out and see what we are talking about. Now, take us back in time a little bit and tell us about this property. When you purchased it, tell us about that.
Well, when we purchased it, it had been a rental for a few years and had been rented to some college kids. So I think it probably needed some TLC, and we saw it and just fell in love with it. And where it's situated in the historic downtown area of Cedar City and very, very close to the Shakespeare Festival, we said, this is the place. We need to be here. So we purchased it actually 5 years before we were able to move up here, and we just waited, and then we moved here, began renovation, which took us about a little over a year in renovation, and brought the stately old lady back to her prime.
So the goal was then for this to be a bed and breakfast.
Absolutely. Oh, that was the purpose.
Now, when you bought the house, did you know the history already behind it?
Not when we made the offer on it, but we quickly went to the county records and did some research on it, and then we found out from some of the neighbors who had owned it and the families that had had it for the years. I placed a call, was able to find the daughter of the original owner.
We rock your financial world. Money Radio 1200.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah, but look over here.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Amaze yourself with a getaway to Arizona's Red Rock Country, Sedona. Stay 3 days and 2 nights in a studio suite at the Bell Rock Inn for just $178. That's $100 off the retail rate. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. Experience the magic of Sedona. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires December 31st, 2012.
We know you want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust, and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities. There is only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Serving the golf community since 1961, come and see what's new in 2012. Offering a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of the valley club cars, Yamaha and Western Elegante. Electric Car Distributors is your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. With one historic location to serve you on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, for more info, call 760-346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at elec-car.com.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
Is it time for a change? Then visit Jason David Hair Studio in Palm Desert and let Ryan English create a style that's right for you. Jason David Hair Studio is located in the Ralph's Shopping Center on Cook and Country Club with plenty of parking and easy to find. Call now to schedule an appointment with Ryan at 760-340-5959. That's 760-340-5959. Walk-ins are welcome, scheduled appointments preferred, because it's all about the look.
Notice, if you keep listening to Money Radio 1200, you're likely to make more money, maybe even lots of it. You've been warned. Money Radio 1200.
Okay, I'll finish. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. Coming to you live from Cedar City, Utah, we had a crack of thunder that just knocked everything out. It was dark, so that's what happened. Thanks you for the texts. I know everybody was worried. They thought, what happened? But it had nothing to do with the radio station, or it was just Mother Nature decided to chip right in there and say, she wanted to have her say. So if that happens again, we'll just power back up and on we go. So let's talk. So you bought the inn. What does Second Empire Victorian mean?
It is just a style of the Victorian homes that was after the Queen Anne style homes in just the history of that architecture style. We have mansard siding on the top part of the house, which just looks like the scallop shingles that go mm-hmm. around the side of the house. So that's just the style of the home.
Well, let's talk about now when visitors come, bed and breakfast, some people just shy away because they've never experienced. Mm-hmm. They feel that they need to talk to the other guests, but it's not the case at all. You have it set up so lovely here that if you're a honeymoon, you know, the first romantic getaway, or you just need some time alone, you can do either or here. You can be with a guest and sit and enjoy the wine in the evening, the breakfast in the morning, or you can get off by yourself. And to do that, you have to have a large facility, and this facility is very large and very spacious. Tell us about how many rooms and the style of the rooms.
Well, we have 9 guest rooms to accommodate any type of guest. All of our rooms have either king or queen beds in them, but we have also common areas. We have a lovely parlor. We have a separate living room area. The dining room area, that's a big conservatory-style dining room with lots of big windows. We have patios in different locations and porches around the house so that people can get off by themselves, or if they love to chat with people from all over the world or all over the country, they can connect and talk about what they've seen during the day, or if they've been over to the Shakespeare Festival, discuss the plays, or, you know, just really have a good time. Their choice, whether they want to get social with people or they just want to have a quiet moment all off in the backyard by themselves.
And that's what I love about the Iron Gate Inn, is the fact that you can do either or. You are not tossed into a situation. And it's so much more. I mean, hotels, there's a lot of those around in Cedar City, but the Iron Gate Inn, there's a personality. Of course, there's Susan and her husband, CR. There's delicious food. Oh, my gosh,
oh,
the food's fantastic. I had a square of French toast you made this morning. That was, I was going to ask for the recipe, but I won't because I'd make it all the time and eat it.
Yeah, there you go.
Very, it's delicious, very good. And you do have the common areas, and the rooms are spacious. They all have their own bathroom.
They all have their own bathroom. Some of them have showers. Some of them have bathtubs and combinations with showers. And one of them has a jetted tub. So it's just what people like. There are rooms with two queen beds in the room, or one with a little pullout. So if you have an extra person, or if you're traveling with a grandchild or a child, you can accommodate them.
And I also noticed when I came in, I wanted to watch the Olympics, the opening ceremony, and it was the big deal. I needed to watch that for what I do and know what I was talking about. And there was no TV in the room, and I thought, okay, for a second I said, well, I'm sure that you have in the common areas the television that I didn't notice somewhere that everybody can sit and watch. So I wandered down and kindly asked you, and you said, oh, no problem. We'll just bring one to your room.
Oh, we put them in rooms whenever people need them. We find that most of the time, our guests have said, thank you, there was no TV in the room. I read for the first time in 2 years. There's so much to do here that people don't spend a lot of time in the rooms.
Right.
They're off sightseeing or hiking or catching the shows at the theater. And the theaters have, you know, multiple shows a day, so they can be gone all day. They come home in the evening, and they're like, well, no, we'd like to turn in. We don't want to watch TV.
Now, for
so
the
we just make it available as they need it.
Well, and that's nice. You have the option. You have options here. Of course, you have the Wi-Fi.
Yes.
So everyone, don't panic. There's Wi-Fi. Yes, you have to be connected. But in regards to the location to the Shakespeare Festival, because you are so close, you are in walking distance.
We're a block and a half away. It's a short walk, stroll down the street, and people leave their cars here. So it becomes more of a whole experience because you get away from your norm.
Mm-hmm.
You leave your car parked here and you walk to dinner. You walk to the theater. You enjoy the summer weather. Well, not at the moment.
Well,
it's
you're
raining.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, let me turn around. Oh, yeah, it's still out there. That's a good rain shower. And speaking of rain shower, I have mentioned the grounds. Perfect location for weddings, anniversary, a party. I mean, it's just like I say, it's. I feel like I'm in a park. Your grounds are so beautiful. Describe to my listeners, you describe the grounds to them.
Well, we have a lot of the perennial flowers that we're blessed with. They come back year after year. So the beautiful irises that come up in the spring and cover the whole front of the iron gate that is across the front of the property. The trees here, we have fruit trees on site, so we use the fruit in our recipes so that they can have fresh fruit with baked French toast covered in the fresh peaches, that type of thing. We have the lawns that people can just relax outside, either on the porches or out in the grass. The hollyhocks are up right now in their full glory, and they're about 6 foot tall now.
Was looking at them yesterday, and I couldn't remember what they are, but they are spectacular. And the fruit trees, yeah, you were talking, it looked like little apples or something.
We have apples, we have peaches, we have plums.
Now, folks, again, you can just close your eyes and imagine this lush grounds, this huge Victorian-style home sitting right in the middle of this park-like piece of property. And if you're saying to yourself, I have this vision in my head, there's no way, there is a way, because that is the Iron Gate Inn. That is what it is. In fact, when I drove by, it's so stately. The house is so stately, you want to just take, I bet you a lot of people take photographs of the house.
I hope so.
Well, they do. Well, you're not out there standing on the street, but you do. It is a beautiful house
Thank
to
you.
Look at. And so, and families, you do have, families are more than welcome here.
They are welcome. We have a two-bedroom, two-bath suite that's right part of our rooms that we offer. So if they want more privacy and, you know, they want to be contained without being part of the main inn, that's fine as well. Offers them a little living room and kitchen on their own. So.
Okay. And as far as reservations in advance, we know the Shakespeare Festival runs from, I want to say, mid-July through October.
It runs from the end of June.
End of June. This is a long festival, the Shakespeare Festival. So you have guests from all over the world staying here with you throughout this festival. How far in advance should people make reservations with you?
Well, a lot of our guests book a year in advance, but
that's not
always necessary. We have some that book, 4 and 5 months in advance. I would say that that's probably a good time frame.
To make sure. And again, the irongateinn.com or the telephone number is 800-808-4599.
Yes.
All this will be posted on Traveling with Francoise after I get home, folks, because I'm having too much good time to want to work right now. But we'll have all this on the website so people can go directly to your website and book their reservations. I'm sure they can do it online.
They can.
You have
booking.
Everything going on here. I could say modern meets Victorian age in a beautiful, wonderful setting. One other thing you have on property is a winery.
We do.
And we were going to have our Doug McCombs in. He was going to talk to us about the Iron Gate Winery. I don't know where Doug went.
He's just around the corner.
Around the corner? All right. Well, Susan, again, thank you so much. It's a lovely, lovely facility. I'm honored to stay here, and I can't wait for everyone else to know about
the
property.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Now it's time to have a drink. They want to make sure that you have all your bases covered. And not very often at a bed and breakfast do they have an on-site winery that bottles and does all sorts of things. Our guest right now is Doug McCombs. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
Well, step right up there to that microphone. Now, at the inn here, I mean, what's an inn without a tasting room and a winery, right? And right here in the middle of Cedar City at the Iron Gate Inn, we have both. Tell us about the winery and your tasting room.
All right. The winery is out back of the B&B. We've got a standalone facility out there. It is a full production winery with tanks, barrels. We do the whole thing. We do all of our winemaking, blending, bottling, labeling, all of it right on site. And then we have a tasting room right adjacent to that in which we let everybody taste our wines. We offer about 10 different wines.
Now, let's back up a moment. How long has the tasting room winery been open?
This is our 7th or 8th week.
Oh, really? This is a new venture because I have seen people in and out of there all day long. I assumed that it had been open for years, as long as the inn has been here. No, interesting.
No.
So
we're
this
brand
is a new venture.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're getting great response.
We are. We're very, very happy, very pleased with the, you know, with the folks that we've seen and how many folks have come in. But, you know, being the owner and winemaker, I'm determined that we could see a lot more. So we're out determined to market the heck out of it. So.
Wait a minute. I'm going to give you a little jest here. Winemaker, but yet I saw CR and everyone else in the bottling room the other day where you were standing out there talking to all the guests. I think you have the right position.
Well, you know, I try to certainly do a lot of hands-on, but occasionally I got to run out front and explain the wines to somebody. So. Oh,
and I love the glass window so you can actually see part of the process that is going on in the back room or in the wine-making room right there. Now, you and I were talking, and you mentioned something about the alcohol laws in Utah. Are they a little bit different than California? Are they different or?
Well, I'm sure they're different. I mean, every state is different and every state has its unique issues and challenges that, you know, folks who do wineries in those states have to deal with. I don't think that's unique to Utah, but the laws in Utah certainly are unique. Presented their own challenges as we did this project.
Okay. Cause in California, anything goes. They can sell it, they'll do it.
Well, it appears that way on the surface, but actually California is extremely difficult, much more so than Utah, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because you just made something about, I don't even remember what the comment was, and I thought maybe there was something I didn't know about. So now, types of wine. Tell my listeners, they're here on property, they walk, 20 steps, they're inside a tasting room, winery right there. What type of wines are you serving in there?
We serve 4 whites, 6 reds. And the whites are everything from a Riesling, a Chardonnay, a Viognier, and a Roussan. So it's a wide variety of whites from a very familiar Riesling that everybody knows, except we do ours a little different style, all the way to a Roussan, which most people may not know, but it's a very robust, very interesting white wine. And then we offer 6 reds. We started our fruitier end, which is our Tempest Red Blend, and we named it the Tempest in honor of the Shakespeare Festival here in town. And then we offer a Syrah, a Cabernet, a Mourvèdre, Tempranillo, thank you, and then the Late Harvest Zinfandel, which is a nice dessert wine that we offer. So.
These are a lot of names that I have never seen. I am not a wine connoisseur, and I'm sure the wine connoisseurs out there are just going, oh, really? That sounds fantastic. I wouldn't know half of these wines, but I was talking to a lot of your guests yesterday, and they were having a blast. They were loving the taste and the flavor, which now... You do the bottling here on property. So these are the Iron Gates in their own label.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. They are their own label. We do more than just the bottling here. We do the blending here.
Mm-hmm.
We every wine that we, because we're only, like I mentioned to you, 7 weeks open, we obviously had to start this process years ago because some wines take years in barrel to be ready. So we, but we, despite that fact, we bring them in here. We blend them to be unique Utah wines. You cannot find these wines anywhere else in the world, I like to say.
Fantastic.
And then we bottle them, label them, and things here. So they are truly unique to this town, to this winery, and to southern Utah.
Now, people, of course, the guests can buy the bottles, bottles of wine, and can you ship bottles from? Let's say your guests, they buy wine here, they get home, and they drink their bottle in a day or two, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, how do I get more of this? Are they able to go online and order? Do you ship?
They will be soon. Okay. Our website is under construction for the ship wine shipping. Now, that is only true if you live outside of Utah. If you live in Utah, the only way you'll be able to get our wines is either here at the winery, in several restaurants that are already offering our wine, and we hope to see that line expanded. And, of course, then when we get into the state stores, you can buy them at the state stores.
Now, your hours of operation, because of the Shakespeare Festival, you are open at, from, I think you said, 11 to 11.
11:30 to midnight.
To midnight. So you can cover all the festival guests wandering around, because I did not see any other wine tasting room in the area.
No, we're
I think this is it. That's right. So they can come over after the Shakespeare Festival and sit and relax and have wine. And do you have any cheeses or anything that goes along with that? Or?
We do offer cheese plates. We have a local cheese maker, I guess, Heather, who makes some great cheeses. We offer her cheeses, cheese plates, crackers, some fruit. So you can sit and enjoy those along with a nice wine tasting.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I have not been to an inn like this, bed and breakfast, that has their own tasting room and winery on property. Now, is there a separate telephone number? Can people just call the inn to find out more? Go to the web. I know your website's under construction, but I'm sure there's a mention of it.
Well,
on
the website is out there. The only part that isn't up and running yet is the online ordering.
Okay,
so,
all right.
The rest of it is there, and that's just irongatewinery.com.
Okay.
The phone number is real simple to remember. It's 435-TOP-WINE.
Okay, and what is your history in wine making?
Well, probably like most wine lovers, I started out just by somebody exposing me to wine, you know, a long, long time ago, and then learning to, you know, like it, get a real passion for it.
That's the key word to anything right there is passion. If you have a passion for something, you're going to make it work.
Yeah.
And I can tell you're a happy guy when you're in there, too. You like what you're loving what you're doing.
I do. I enjoy it a lot.
Well, thank you so much for being on the air and telling us about the winery here at the Iron Gate Inn. So, folks, you have a nice selection to choose from, and you have, a beautiful selection right here on property, open from 11:30 to midnight. 20 steps away from the inn. You can't miss it. You can go and relax. You can have your night out right there at the wine tasting room.
It's a great date night. Just come out and do a tasting.
Yeah, and you have the lovely chairs outside as well, and
exactly.
The chairs inside and the windows to watch CR work while you're sitting there socializing. We know what's going on. Delicious wines, by the way, too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. Okay, folks. So we have covered quite a bit in this first hour. In the second hour, we're going to talk about national monuments. We're going to talk about the Shakespeare Festival. We're going to talk about also more things that are happening here. Oh, we're going to have someone from the Ranger Station come on as well. I met some lovely people at Cedar Breaks yesterday National Monument. I have to give a shout out to them. I will do that in the second hour. We won't have time to cover local events today, but I do want to thank our sponsors of all of our segments, and that is Ambrosia Pet Deli, and that's in Palm Desert. That's 760-568-1177, and they cover all our local events. And we actually have quite a few happening this week. I will get those posted on the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, so you can check it out and see what you might want to be doing this week. It is, August 1st, right around the corner. Our summer will be gone before we know it, so we won't have to worry about that pesky heat anymore. In fact, I'm looking around. I think the rain has subsided just a little bit, so I shouldn't mention it. Last time I mentioned it, well, we know what happened. So the Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by Post and Ship, handling all your large or small shipping needs. They are located in Rancho Mirage. For more information, give them a call at 760-346-7800 or Post and Ship on the web at postandship.com. And finally, the pet hotel at Barkingham Palace in Palm Desert. They take care of your furry friends either during the summer or all year long. So give them a call at 760-537-1172. I want to thank all of our segment sponsors, but we just have so much going on that we're going to step aside from that today. In the second hour, like I said, we have a lot of things to cover. There will be a trip we'll be giving away, but I'll have all that information posted on the website, and we'll be doing the call-ins for that on next Sunday's show. So, and that number you might want to write down is 760-440-TALK. That's 760-440-8255. You can listen to us live online by either going through travelingwithfrancoise.com or moneyradio1200.com, and catch us on Twitter and Facebook, of course, all the usual things. All right, this is Francoise coming to you live from the Iron Gate Inn Bed and Breakfast in Cedar City, Utah. We are going to sign off here on this first hour. Stay tuned for local news. When we come back, like I said, we are covering more more things to do in Cedar City, more about the area, the parks, the Shakespeare Festival. A lot of you have heard about it. You're going to hear more about it. Everything in that I found out and that I think you might want to know about Cedar City, Utah. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on 1200 AM Money Radio. Again, coming to you live from Cedar City, Utah. We will be back in a few.